McClellan's intelligence apparatus served him poorly once more. The attack caught his corps commanders by surprise. High winds grounded two balloons until the afternoon of May 31st, and when they did ascend, their observers could see little through the wooded countryside. In what became variously known as the Two-Day Battle of Seven Pines, named for the seven large pines that stood at the Crossroads Village, or Fair Oaks, as the Yankees called it, for the rail station there, McClellan eventually succeeded in uniting his divided army to contain Johnston's onslaught in a confused battle over muddy roads and swampy countryside, which Confederate leaders managed poorly. Casualties were high, 5,031 for the Union and 6,134 for the Confederates. Rebel dead piled in wagons and wounded crammed into ambulances were caravaned back to Richmond. "Death had a carnival in our city," one resident wrote. Among the seriously injured was Joe Johnston. A runaway slave later reported to Pinkerton's agents that the general had been dreadfully wounded in the right shoulder and chest and was taken to a house in Richmond that was cordoned off with a chain so wagons could not drive by to disturb him. Van Loo's hopes that McClellan would use her mansion as his personal quarters were dashed when word filtered back from the front that the two armies had essentially fought to a draw, and the Union commander was stalled once more. The horrors of the battle's 2 days had indeed wrecked the self-confidence of McClellan. Pale and physically weak from dysentery, he made no move for another 3 weeks. He would be shaken even more by Robert E. Lee, a gray-haired, somewhat inscrutable general who replaced Johnston on the afternoon of June 1st as commander of the Army of Northern Virginia, and would stretch the national conflict far longer than anyone at that point could imagine.